I think transition planning for kids in juvenile justice settings, especially those with disabilities, is extremely important because we want to prepare them for their reentry into the community. And that transition planning should begin day one, the first day that they're in the facility. And there are a number of things that can be done early on, including records requests, orienting the student to the facility, setting the stage for what their time is going to look like, and really beginning that transition conversation with some good diagnostics, some vocational inventories and skill assessments, perhaps a credit analysis, really the dialogue about transition and what that individual wants to do once they're released needs to begin right away. It's vitally important because it prepares them for this reentry. We all want our youth to be successful. We want facilities to do what they were intended to do, which is address any treatment issues, whether that be substances or anger management. And then we want to get those individuals back into the community in a productive way. And if we don't invest in transition and supporting those activities, both behind the fence and once the individual's released, then we're really doing society in general a disservice because we're not preparing those kids for that reentry. We're not preparing them to be successful members of society. And the cost of incarceration is tremendous. So we're not doing a service to the public and taxpayer dollars as well if we don't focus on transition.